There's competition for this. He's one of several lawmakers trying to get that slot. He's written some letters and he's done some lobbying. However, we know him from a Homeland Security perspective, and he was chairman of the Homeland Security Appropriations Subcommittee back between 2003 and 2006. Now, remember, there was nothing wrong or legally or even ethically with earmarks during this period. Now there's a big movement against them, but all members of Congress earmark things. That's how they bring back the bacon to their home districts. It's also how local projects that may fly under the federal radar get funded. So everybody is earmarked. But then again, there are earmarks and there are earmarks. And Representative Rogers' earmarks were particularly destructive to one important program in the Homeland Security enterprise, and that was the TWIC. It's the Transportation Workers Identification Credential. And the idea was to give transportation workers a credential, a card or some form of ID that would let them into sensitive areas at airports and especially at seaports and at any area that might be potentially the subject of terrorism. And what he did was he kept intervening in this program to bring the job, not just the jobs, but all the work, all the business to his home district, the 5th District of Kentucky. And it basically destroyed the program. The program is proceeding and it is issuing credentials, but he set it back by many years. And many of his interventions were simply made no sense from a national standpoint, certainly. And they weren't very ethically good in terms of earmarking itself. I mean, there was one point where he sent a work to a company in Kentucky that hired his son, for example. He was receiving campaign contributions from an organization, a private organization, that he designated had to issue the identification cards and which really was not equipped to do that. I mean, this was an airport transportation company, but it had nothing to do with maritime ports, and that's where the credentials were first going. Based on all this and based on this record, which we followed and which was also exposed in the New York Times, it's our feeling that Congressman Rogers really should not be the chairman of the Appropriations Committee, and that his chairmanship might be very, very destructive, not only of Homeland Security, but of all the programs in the federal government.
So one of your concerns is that there could be repercussions for federal workers.
Absolutely, because what he has done in the past as a subcommittee chairman was to move programs to his home district. Now, everybody has done this. Senator Robert Byrd in West Virginia was infamous for doing this. They all try, once they're in that position of power, to move whatever they can, whatever federal business they can, back to their home state or home district, which we all know is the game as it's played. But Congressman Rogers' interventions in the past have been particularly destructive. And on something as important and as critical as we have just seen with the foiled plot in Oregon, and with people moving through, all the hullabaloo about the machines this past holiday season, Homeland Security is something that really should not be subject to this kind of parochial intervention. And frankly, it's my fear, based on his record, that he would do this not only again as a chairman of the entire committee, but he might intervene in even more important programs, and it would be harmful to the nation.
Okay, you headed off my devil's advocate question for you, and that is that is there really an indication that he would do this again, and isn't it the job of any congressman to try and bring back the bacon, as you put it, for his district?
Well, it certainly, everybody does that. And actually, there's nothing inherently wrong in it. You know, we all pay money into this vast pool of taxes, and what we get back depends on our representative. And also, representatives know the local needs. So in that regard, an earmark is not necessarily a terrible thing, but Congressman Rogers' earmarks were genuinely destructive. They really set this program back, and they left the country more in a more vulnerable position. It's not something that inspires confidence for the future.